the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Well, someone has said, true healing does not mean the damage never existed. It means the damage no longer controls our lives. Perhaps this quote expresses the frustration that so many of us feel. We've lost control of our lives. The good news I have for us today is that in spite of the damage being done by COVID-19, it doesn't have to control us. We can take back control with God's help. Our propers in the gospel and the collect, the prayer for the day, I think show us the way. Give us some insight. First, we start taking back control by learning from the gospel lesson in Luke 11, if you remember it. And it is that God is the great healer. Jesus encounters a demon-possessed man who had a sickness that made him mute. He couldn't speak. Not all sickness is caused directly by demons, but apparently some conditions can be brought about by the devil and his minions. We know from Scripture that disease and sickness, of course, ultimately find their origin in the evil one. Remember, God created a perfect world without sickness and death. Imagine that. He put two perfect people in that pristine garden named Adam and Eve. The Lord wanted them to love him, and since love cannot be forced, he had to give them a choice. It took the form of a forbidden tree called the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord told them that if they ate of that tree, they would be separated from him. As the source of all life, to sever themselves from God meant death. And death unleashed everything associated with it, particularly disease and sickness. Adam and Eve did not trust and love God. They listened to the tricky temptations of the serpent. They turned against God, sinned, separated from him, and death and everything connected with it entered the world. Disease followed this trail of death. But God never stops loving his people and his world. The other part of the garden story is the Lord's redemption. The Lord gave them covering, redeemed and restored them. He gave them a promise that the woman would eventually produce a seed. This seed man, the Messiah, would crush the head of the serpent while at the same time he would be bruised. He would even eventually take away all sickness. The prophet Isaiah said, "By his stripes we are healed." The seed man, of course, was and is Jesus Christ. God is the redemptive source of all healing, of our soul and ultimately our bodies. In the Old Testament, God is called Jehovah Rapha, meaning the God who heals. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ is referred to as the great physician. On page after page of the Gospels, we meet the Christ who heals people. He heals as evidence that he is the Messiah, the fulfillment of the promise to Eve. In our passage, Jesus performs a double miracle. He cast out a demon from a man, and by doing so, he heals him. The man begins to speak. But very quickly, if you remember the reading, our story turns from the good news of the God who heals to those religious leaders accusing Jesus Christ of being evil, even Beelzebub, Satan himself. Jesus Christ, of course, soundly refutes their twisted thinking. Evil does not cast out evil. Only God conquers evil. He is the one who heals. In one sense, we respond to the Pharisees' ridiculous charge as, well, that's pretty preposterous. But let's not be too quick in our condemnation of them. Sometimes we do the same in a slightly different way. It causes us to let the damage of sickness control our lives. We sometimes tend to think when we're ill, don't we? Maybe God's judging me for something, some sin I've committed. God causes the illness as an affliction for our wrongdoing. Well, that's categorically not right. But I know we tend to go there when things afflict us. We think God is judging us. But God is not the cause of evil or sin or sickness. Rather, he's Jehovah Rapha. He is the one who heals. Even if our sickness is of our own making, and certainly not God, the Lord still wants to heal us. In his mercy and his love, he always wants to come to us and heal us. And he's in control in spite of the damage being done by COVID-19. And this brings me to a final piece of good news for you this morning. The second piece of good news as to how we can take back control is through prayer. Our collect for the day calls us to ask God, protect us from our enemies. Certainly one of the great enemies of humanity, we're seeing it, is disease. Through prayer and asking for God's protection, we can allow his control to control us. And asking for God's protection, it means that we recognize how God answers prayer. Well, he's already answering prayer over this horrible situation. God, through his gracious provisions, gives us knowledge about how to protect ourselves with good sanitary measures, such as washing our hands. Humans haven't always understood that in history, you know. Coughing into our arm and not our hands, staying away from others when we have symptoms. Sometimes God answers the prayer for protection with the need even for limited quarantine, which for the first time for many of us in our lives in this part of the world, we're seeing that implemented. And granted, it's going to be for a limited time. But listen, quarantine is not all bad. You don't have to drive on the Dallas North Tollway for a while. Okay, there are silver linings. But look, when we have to stay at home, spend time in prayer, reading your Bible, do something really unheard of, maybe read a good book, spend time with your family, and trust God. He's got this. The church has been through far worse for 2,000 years. And God will get us through this. And yes, you know, the Western world that for so long, like the great Titanic, that has thought it could live without God, let's pray that these great once Christian countries in Europe that have turned away from God and emptied their cathedrals maybe might remember God's there for us. Let's come back to him. Yet in asking for protection, we also recognize the need for God to provide a cure for illnesses. And we pray that God will bring a cure for this horrible virus, COVID-19. God can and does give healing at times through direct prayer and anointing. At other times, he answers the prayer with medicine, doctors, scientists, technology. But even then, I've been taken by how so many of the great discoveries have a kind of accidental aspect to them. If you read about how the breakthrough came about, a scientist mixed different chemicals or even spilled something only to discover the solution. Don't we all know what the ultimate source of all that was? It's God. God is the great healer. He's the one who's really in control, not disease. Sometimes great medical breakthroughs come in the midst of a challenging disease. It's happened time and time and time again. And there will be a breakthrough. As we pray for those thousands of scientists and doctors looking for a cure for this virus, as well as so many other horrible diseases Who knows but that another horrible disease might be resolved through the cure for this one. So let us hear the good news today. The good news that God heals. There's also the good news that he's in control, not a virus. If we'll let these realities control our lives, then the damage will not control us. Amen. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."